You are about to hear five pianists from the Center for Young Musicians in Wexford. Who's a parent here? Do we have any parents? One, two, three, four. We have five parents, five pianists. Who knew? Go figure. Well, I'm glad we've got a nice group here. And they range in age. We have a couple 14-year-olds, an 8-year-old, somebody who is 16, and somebody who is 13. And from a range of different schools as well. And you'll get to meet them throughout the next half hour or so. And what we'll do is have each of them play. I'll give you their name and the school they go to, and then each of them will play, and then we'll talk a little bit after each person plays to help you get to know them a little bit more. In fact, I won't even mention the school. I'm just going to mention the person's name, and we'll talk about that a little bit afterwards. It's now 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's a pleasure for me to introduce our first player. Her name is Sarah Patel.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Patel, and that was really beautifully done. Sarah's 14. She goes to Marshall Middle School and is in eighth grade, I think, right?
Yeah.
And what was the name of the piece that you played?
This was Gymnopede by Erik Satie.
That's what kind of emotion would you describe that piece to conjure up as you play it? Does it make you feel a particular way, or do you think the person who wrote it was trying to make listeners feel a certain way?
Yeah, like, it seems really sad, but lots of the harmonies don't add up like most pieces, so it kind of gives that very distant feel.
Interesting. And when you say the harmonies don't add up, to somebody that doesn't play piano or who isn't musical, can you explain what that means?
Yeah, that means like some of the chords sound like it's a mistake, but it really isn't.
Interesting. What else do you like to do?
I like to dance and draw, pretty much.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to everyone who's listening, and thanks for tuning in.
Well, that's good, and it's a terrific. How long have you played piano?
This is my third or fourth year.
Oh, you're kidding. You're 14, so you started when you were 10 or 11, yeah. And you sound great. Well, thank you, Sarah. And Hafsa is going to be next. She'll be playing in just a moment. And we might, I don't know if we need to make an adjustment or if we're in good shape. We might make a little adjustment as Hafsa gets ready to play. And we'll do that. We're just going to make an adjustment of equipment, Hafsa, not any adjustment for you. She is 8. She goes to Winchester Thurston. We've been doing a lot of work with Winchester Thurston lately. SLB has. We've been working with the librarian, Ms. Carrar, doing some work out there, creating an SLB story box on the subject of immigration. And we've also had the Fractured Fairy Tales presented to us by Winchester Thurston's brilliant Bookworms folks. And now Hafsa is just about ready to go. And we're just about ready for her. She is going to play a song that I suspect you will recognize. And she, as I mentioned, is 8, just finishing second grade at Winchester Thurston. Now, without further ado, here's Hafsa Shahzad. That was very nice. And Hafsa, when did you start to play the piano?
I started in first grade.
So it's just been 2 or 3 years. What do you like about playing the piano?
Well, it's a very interesting instrument.
What makes it interesting?
Well, it's like when you press a key, it makes a different sound each and every time.
It's neat, isn't it? And
yes.
So you never, you kind of know what you're going to get, but you can put them in all sorts of different orders, which is nice. Have you ever written a song?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever thought about making up your own song?
No.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My best friend Tori's listening. I would like to say hello to her.
Oh, I hope she's listening. Her name's Tori?
Yes.
And is she in the same grade as you?
Yes.
Well, that's nice. I hope she is tuned in. And what else do you like to do when you're not playing the piano?
Well, I like to have play dates and play outside.
Well, that's great. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
We did a great job. And now that Hafsa has played, we still have three more players from the Center for Young Musicians. And we're going to take just a teeny little break. It's not going to be a very long break, and make a couple adjustments to our sound system. I want to be sure that everything sounds exactly the way we want it to sound. So we'll continue with our Youth Expression Showcase in just a moment.
I wrote my mom a letter, and this is what I said. Well, I washed all the dishes and I did a lot more. I even bought the dinner at the grocery store. Now mom and Fine's keen next door, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock it. I left some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in his cup. And now I'm off, I'm gonna live it up. This little girl's gonna rock it. Well, I'll be home about 12 tonight. Not a minute, many, many later. Don't forget the front door light. That's all for now. I'll see you later, mater. You find these things that you wanted done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock it.
That's Rosie Flores at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was just telling the kids that's a musical intermission, but it's a musical intermission within music. So it's kind of like having a bread sandwich or something. That was Rosie Flores. And now I'm thinking that Cameron is the brother of Elizabeth, right? Yeah, Elizabeth was just nodding her head. You'll get to hear Elizabeth in just a moment. But Cameron is 14 and goes to Marshall Middle School. He's in seventh grade. And you'll probably recognize this song. I can't wait to hear it. Here is Cameron Hamill. That is not an easy song to play at all. And I can remember, how old are you?
14.
Okay, let's see. I was 14 in, don't laugh, 1975. And that song, I think, came out in about that year. And I can remember trying to pluck out a little bit on the piano. And that's not an easy song. What made you choose that song?
Probably because I really like Elton John, so it was kind of something that I found and liked.
Do you have a favorite Elton John song?
Probably Saturday Night's All Right.
Yeah, that's a good song, too. I kind of like Crocodile Rock is a fun one, too. Cameron, how long have you played piano?
For about 10 years.
Wow. And you're good at it, and you must like it. Do you practice a lot?
Mostly, yeah.
What other things do you like to do?
I play guitar, tennis, and golf.
Now, I asked Hafsa earlier if she ever wrote any songs, and you haven't written any songs yet. Have you written any songs?
Yes, but I don't really know that by heart yet.
Yeah, but it's and when you've written, has it been guitar or piano?
Both.
Very good. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening besides your sister?
Probably my dad.
Excellent. And anything else you'd like to say?
No, not really.
Okay, well, you sounded great, and now your sister is about to come up, Elizabeth Hamill, and as she gets ready to take the chair, I wanted to mention that Sonia Tripathi is the instructor of all of these kids at the Center for Young Musicians, and it's nice to see her again. It's been a while. She's back. And the next song is one I think you'll also recognize. In fact, the next two are ones you'll recognize, especially if you're a movie fan. And Elizabeth is 16. We'll find out if she's driving it or not. She goes to North Allegheny Intermediate. She's certainly going to drive the piano as she gets ready to play. And here now, y'all set, is Elizabeth Hamill. Very pretty, very nice, and that is from The Little Mermaid, right? Part of your world, and part of your world is Cameron, a big sister of Cameron. Who else is in your family?
My mom and my dad and my older sister.
And in addition to them, would you like to say hi to anybody else?
My grandma and my Aunt Jackie.
Excellent, and you're about to enter 11th grade?
Yes.
And have you thought about what you might want to do after high school yet?
I want to be an architect.
Really? How come?
Because I like older buildings, so I like the old shapes, not like the new stuff. So I want to build things like that.
Well, that's great. Do you know any architects?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, great. I meant personally, but that's a good
No.
You could have taken the question either way. I wasn't thinking. I like Frank Lloyd Wright, too. It's funny. When I really didn't know any architects until probably after I got out of college. And architects really have a neat way of thinking about the world. And there's a book I'll recommend to you somewhere. It's Frank Lloyd Wright's letters that he wrote to his clients, basically telling them that they were wrong all the time and that he wanted to build things his own way. Now, before I forget, are you driving yet?
I just got my permit.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has anybody taken you behind the wheel? And
I drove here today.
All right. How'd it go?
Good.
Good. Excellent. This is not the easiest place to drive to, so that's very good.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And then coming up now is Alexandra. And Alexandra is going to play another song I think you're going to recognize. This is a song that I think there aren't many songs that fall into this category. You will recognize this song if you're in your 90s, and I think you'll recognize this song if you're under 10. It's a song that is pretty much recognizable to anybody because of its popularity, and it has a Pittsburgh connection. It was written by a person who was from Beaver County. And we'll see if you recognize it. Here is Alexandra Spaljak. Alexandra, that sounded great, and I think I mispronounced your name. I misread it. I thought there was an I in there. It's Spaljak, right?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
13.
And where do you go to school?
Pine Ridge Middle School.
And do you like playing that? Is it as much fun to play as it is to listen to? I've always loved that song.
Yeah, I really liked playing this song. I started learning it by myself, and then Miss Sonia helped me a lot.
Oh, that's great. And Henry Mancini is the author from Aliquippa, if my memory, or is it Ambridge? Okay, it is. I think it's Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. I'm pretty sure I'm correct about that. Just a terrific song. Would you like to say hi to anybody, Alexandra?
Anyone who's listening, friends, family, or anyone else.
Excellent. And what else do you like to do besides playing the piano?
I play the clarinet, and I also love to read, and I dance a lot.
Wow. So we've got a really talented group of folks. Thank you for being here. And before we close our segment with the Center for Young Musicians, did anybody forget to say anything that they meant to say, like any shout-outs or hellos or anything? Everybody, did we get everything in? One thing I forgot to say was thank you to Sonia Tripathi and to the Center for Young Musicians for coming in. You can learn more about their programs for youth at youngmusicians.org. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. It's 27 minutes now before 11 o'clock.